ॐ ध्यायामोदफलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीमधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are going to learn the five namas of Tripurasundari Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So we are going to learn from the 61st till the 65th shloka today. Sorry, 65th nama today. So in the previous nama, we learned previous namas about the place where Devi is living. So it ended, the last nama that we learned was Kadamba Vana Vasini. So in the same flow, next few namas also speak about the same thing, next few namas, and then again like Hayagriva enters into description of Devi, a description of Devi's Mahima. So the next nama is Om Sudha Sagara Madhyasthai Namaha. Sudha Sagara Madhyastha. So Sudha means, we know, Amritam. Sudha Sagaram means, like Sagaram means ocean. Sudha Sagaram means ocean. Ocean of bliss is the meaning here. So Sudha Sagara Madhyastha. Madhyastha means middle or in between. So that means the Nagaram that we are speaking about, our Sriman Nagaranayika, that Nagaram is in the middle of Sudha Sagaram. So Devi's Nagaram or Manidvipam, the island, is in Sudha Sagaram, in between Sudha Sagaram. So Devi's position, or the place where Devi lives or resides, is in the middle, or like around the center of Sudha Sagaram, the ocean of bliss. The next nama is Om Kamakshyai Namaha. So Kamakshi. So Kamakshi. So Kamakshi means Kama Akshi. So Akshi means eyes. Kama means beautiful. So Kamaniyam. So Kamaniya Ghatram Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam. I forgot where it comes. So Kamaniyam means like very beautiful, attractive. So Kamaniya Aksham. So Kama Aksham means ones whose eyes are very beautiful. So there is also another interpretation. Kama Aksham means Aksham is Kamam, or Aksham is like Kamaniyam. Another meaning is Kameshwara Eva Netraha Akshaha Yasya. So she who has eyes as Kameshwara. So Kameshwara is whose eyes. So that means Kameshwara is I means what? What does? How can that be? Kameshwara be I? Kameshwara or Sadashiva and Shakti are one and the same. They are together. Shiva Shakti Aikya Rupini. So how is this possible? So this is possible how? Because Kameshwara's Netra, or eyes of Kameshwara. So one who is the eye of Kameshwara means what? That means, what does the eye perceive? I perceives object. That means one who is like, one who has eyes as Kameshwara means one who is viewed by Kameshwara, one who is the object of Kameshwara. So one who has eye, my eye is Amma. When I say my eye is Amma, Amma is my eye. That means I am there because Amma perceives me. So that way also we can interpret it as Kamakshi. So Kamadhaini. The next nama is Om Kamadhainyai Namaha. Kamadhaini. So Dhaini means like one who gives. And Kama means desires, fulfilling all desires. So Devi. So we learnt yesterday about Vanchasam Adhikam. So Devi gives more than what is required. So Kamadhaini means one who fulfills all desires is the meaning of this nama. The next nama is Om Devarshi Gana Sanghata Stuyamanatma Vaibhavayai Namaha. So Devarshi Gana Sanghata Stuyamanatma Vaibhava. So Vaibhavam. So Vaibhavam means one whose glory, one whose like powers or one whose deeds. Stuyamanatma. Stuyamanatma means stuyamanam. Stuyam means like stuti or praise. So stuyamanatma. Stuyamanatma means subject of praise. So one whose vaibhavam, one whose glory is the subject of praises. Whose praises? Is it like ignorant people like us praising? No. Devarshi Gana Sanghata. So Sanghata means like, Sanghata means group coming together or a collection of Devarshi. Devarshi means various saints. Deva Rishi Gana Sanghata. So we can interpret it as Devarshi and Gana Sanghata. So Deva Rishis. There is like two rishis, like we can say Devarshi and Rajarshi. Vasishta is considered a Devarshi, divine, like Brahmin who has become a saint. And Rajarshi are people like who are Kshatriyas and they become saints like Vishwamitra. So if we interpret it that way, Devarshi and Gana Sanghata. Sanghata means collection, Gana means their followers or set, we can say. So Sanghata means collection. Gana would mean like set or group, we can say. Sanghatam may be group as well, but Sanghata means collection is the meaning. So, or we have to interpret Deva, Rishi, Gana Sanghata. So Deva, Gana, Rishi, Gana. So Gana word like can mean group, or Gana words are also used for to denote or qualify some beings, or like being and ganam. So that's why it said Shiva Ganas. Shiva Ganas means people who follow Shiva are called Shiva Ganas. Followers of Anuyais of Shiva are called Shiva Ganas. So similarly, Deva Gana, Rishi Gana, Sanghata. So collection of Deva Ganas means Devas, Rishi Ganas, Rishis, they Tuyamanatma Vaibhava. So Vaibhavam, Devi's Vaibhavam is being praised, is the subject of praise of Devarshis as well as Devas as well as Rishis. So irrespective of whether a person is a in Devaloka, in a very divine world, or he is in the normal world, Devi's Vaibhavam is always praised. So we'll come to the Vedantic import. So the last nama for today is Om Bhandasura Vadho Dhyukta Shakti Sena Samanvithayai Namaha. So Bhandasura Vadho Dhyukta Shakti Sena Samanvitha. Samanvitha, Anvitha. Anvitha we have learned. So Anvitha means like getting together or containing. So Samanvitha means like it's a similar meaning. So collecting or getting together. Shakti Sena means an army of Shaktis, Sena, an entire army of Shakti. Shakti means various Shaktis, various powers of Devi, various different aspects of Devi. And for what? Why should like Devi collect or get a group of like Shaktis, an army of Shaktis? Why? Bhanda Asura Vadho Dhyukta, Vadham. Vadam means like killing or destruction. Vado dyukta means dyuktam. I think dyukta, I may be wrong, but dyukta meaning the intent or the purpose. So vado dyuktam means for the purpose of killing, for the purpose of destroying. So bhanda asura, bhanda asura, asuras like bhanda asura. So Bhaskara Raya says that devakarya samudhyata, the fourth or fifth nama says that devakarya samudhyata, devakarya samudhyata, one who has taken birth in order to fulfill or in order to satisfy certain desires or to help devas. And what are that those devakaryas? That is being explained, that is being described from this nama. So bhandasura, bhandasura, different asuras like bhandasura, for them, okay, the splitting is vada udyukta. So udyukta means intent, so we can remember that word, like we can learn that at least one word. Udyuktam, vada udyuktam. Udyuktam means, udyukta means intent or the purpose. So purpose for what? Vada udyukta. So for intent or the purpose of destroying bhanda asura, etc. Because of that, shakti sena samanvita, one who creates or one who gets together an army of shakti, an army of various powers, various aspects of Devi, to that Devi my namaskaram. So coming back to like the Vedantic import of this nama, so Sudha Sagara Madhyastha. So Devi's island or Manidvipam is in the midst of Sudha Sagaram. So we can imagine such a place, like Devi is situated or Devi is positioned in the middle of Sudha Sagaram, in an island which is Manidvipam, which is like Chintamani, and there we have Devi who is Kamadhaini. So this means like this, all these namas together mean that Devi is the abode of bliss. Devi is the abode of Anandam. Parama Anandam. It is not the Anand, like the Anandam that we get when we have some, when we fulfill things at the worldly plane. But this is Anandam which comes out of the Atman, out of realization of that one truth, out of like realizing our own nature of Brahman. That is being mentioned here, that is being explained here. So that is what is the meaning of all these namas, like similar namas. But Dhasagara Madhyastha means the same thing, that Devi is the abode of Anandam. So it is not just Anandam, Ananda Sagaram. Ananda Sagaram means, you can imagine, it is like the Mundaka Upanishad statement that Brahman is Brahmai Vedam Amaram Purastal Brahma Paschat Brahma Dakshinataha Cha Uttarena Adashchurdvam Cha Prasaradam Brahmai Vedam Vishwam Idam Varishtam. Everywhere Brahman. So Yadunnu Kangilotu Narayana Pratima. Whatever I see is Narayana Pratima, are all like idols of Narayana. Yadunnu Kangiladu Yadunnu, sorry, Yadunnu Kangiladu Narayana Pratima. I got confused. Yadunnu Kelkiladu Narayana Srutigal. So whatever I hear is Narayana Shruti. Shruti means like words or praises of Narayana. So whatever I see is Narayana's form. Whatever I hear is Narayana Shruti. Yadunnu Cheigiladu Narayana Archanagal. Yadunnu Cheigil. Whatever I do, Narayana Archana. All those are Narayana's Archana. Yadunna Dagiladu Narayanaya Nama. Yadunna Dagiladu. Whatever is there, whatever is being done, whatever is being perceived, either it's knowledge, perception, or action, whatever is there, I offer everything to Narayana. Narayanayanam, 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 Narayana. Narayana sakala santapa nashana. Jagannatha Vishnu Hari. నారాయణాయనమ 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 నారాయణ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ప్రాస్ట్రేషన్స్ టు నారాయణ. ఓ హూ ఈస్ దట్ నారాయణ? యూఆర్ టెలింగ్ సంథింగ్ హియర్. ఈస్ ఇట్ లైక్ ఎ నర? ఈస్ ఇట్ లైక్ ఎ యానిమల్? సో నారాయణ సకల సంతాప నాశన. సకల సంతాపం, సంతాపం ఆల్ సారో, సకల సంతాప నాశన. One who destroys Nashana, one who destroys all Tapam, all sorrows. Jagannatha Vishnu Hari, he is Jagannatha, he is the owner of the entire world. Owner in what sense? He is the owner of the world because Yathorna Nabihi Srijate Krishnate Cha Yata Prativyam Aushadayah Sambhavanti యథా సతః పురుషాత్ కేశలోమాని తథా అక్షరాత్ సంభవతీహ విశ్వం. సో దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్లోక ఇన్ ముండకోపనిషద్ విచ్ స్పీక్స్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ ద అభిన్న నిమిత్త ఉపాదాన కారణం. సో ఎనీ ఎంటిటీ దట్ వీ టేక్, లైక్ ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ దట్ వీ టేక్ నీడ్స్ టు హ్యావ్, ఎనీ ఎఫెక్ట్ నీడ్స్ టు హ్యావ్ టూ కాసెస్. వన్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపాదాన కారణం ఆర్ మెటీరియల్ కాస్, another is called nimitta karanam or efficient cause. So taking the normally used example of pot, the effect of pot, for the effect of pot, mud is the material cause, whereas the kulala or the person, the potter, is the efficient cause. But with respect to Brahman, efficient and material cause are one. That is why అభిన్న నిమిత్త ఉపాదాన, అభిన్న మీన్స్ ఇండిఫరెంట్ ఆర్ నాన్ డిఫరెంట్, నిమిత్త అండ్ ఉపాదాన కారణం. సో నిమిత్త కారణం అండ్ ఉపాదాన కారణం ఆఫ్ జగత్ ఈజ్ నాట్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్, దే ఆర్ వన్ అలోన్, దే ఆర్ బోత్ ద సేమ్. సో దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ కాస్ ఫర్ ద వరల్డ్ విచ్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మన్. అండ్ హౌ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ద కాస్? సర్వాధిష్టానం అద్వయం. సో బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ సర్వ అధిష్టానం. He is the Adhishthanam, Advaya Adhishthanam. He is the non-dual Adhishthanam or substratum of the entire world. So he is called Jagannatha. And Vishnu, he is Jagannatha, means he controls the world. He is the substratum of the world. If he is substratum of the world, does he pervade the world or not? Vishnu, Vishnum Vyapana Shilam. That's how Shankara defines Vishnu, the Nama of Vishnu. In Vishnu Sahasranama, his Vishnu Sahasranama Bhashyam. So Vishnu means Vyapana Shilam, one who pervades everything or everywhere, that is called Vishnu. So he pervades everything. Hari. So Hari means what? Like one who destroys all ego, one who destroys all impurities. Hari Narayanaya Nama. To that Narayana, I offer my prostrations. It is one of the very famous, this is from one of the very famous work in Malayalam of Eluthachan, a saint called Eluthachan, and the work is called Harinama Kirtanam. It's a very beautiful work. And then coming back, you can get easily distracted. So these are called distractions of Vedantic work, or distractions of the peak of knowledge and devotion, which can distract you from Devi. So whenever we go to Amma, the moment Amma says Samatvam Yoga Uchyate, immediately we'll get distracted to Krishna, immediately we'll get distracted to Brahman. So coming back, so that this particular like Sudha Sagara Madhyastha Kamakshi Kamadhaini. So all these mean that we have to see everything as Brahman. So everywhere, around Devi, everywhere there is Anantam. Even as our in a devotee's perception, everything is filled with Narayana. Everything is Narayana. Similarly, around Devi there is only ocean of Anandam. That means if we worship Devi in entirety, in reality, that means really if we worship, knowing that Devi is Nirguna Parabrahman, then we will be able to experience Anandam everywhere. So that is what Shankara beautifully says as Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva Atma Krida Atma Ratihi Kriyavanesha Brahma Vidham Varishtaha. So Mundakopanishad also speaks about the Jnani state as like such a person. Atma Krida, he plays in the Atman. Atma Krida Atma Ratihi, he is ever rejoicing in the Atman, such a person. So Kamakshi, as we saw, like Devi's eyes are very beautiful. That means it can very easily attract people. Attraction is one of the very purpose of Devi. So normally itself, if a beautiful woman is there, we'll get attracted. So with respect to Devi, whose beauty is beyond anavadhyangi, one who is like without any fault, so beautiful, then it's very easy to get distracted. And such a distraction is what a sadhaka needs. A sadhaka needs distraction of Brahman. A sadhaka needs distraction towards Devi or Amma in order to get out of the other distractions. So even as in order to remove a thorn which has pricked us, we use another thorn. Similarly, in order to get rid of all attractions or distractions of the world, we should get attracted or distracted by Devi. That is what is the purpose of Devi's form or beautiful form. And it's not just beauty. In many people, we can see that they'll be beautiful, but they'll not have anything. So people have external beauty. The moment you talk to them, we'll find that they'll be always cribbing. Internally, they'll always be ugly, because their mind is very ugly. Always into thoughts, there's no beauty. Inner beauty is not there. That's not the case with Devi, because Kamadhayini. So external beauty is also there with Devi. Inner beauty in the form of compassion, in the form of giving everything, that is there with Devi. That is the reason why Amma always says that we should try as much as possible to give to people rather than taking. The more we take, the more selfish we become. The more we nourish the ego, the more we give. Vaye krite vardhata eva nityam vidyadhanam sarvadhana pradhanam. So all dhanam, whatever we give, that will increase our anandam, because when we are giving, we are in fact indirectly following the concept that everything is one entity. If not everything is one entity, at least when we give, we vasudhaiva kudumbakam. That is what is the concept of Hinduism. The fundamental of Hinduism is vasudhaiva kudumbakam. That means everything is Vasudeva's Kudumba. Everything is one family. When we have everything as one family, then there is no scope for Ragadvesham. So that can be said to be the starting of seeing oneness everywhere. If we are not able to see oneness everywhere, at least consider everybody as one. That starts with giving and giving and giving. And with respect to knowledge, the more we are going able to help, the more we are able to give to people, the more it will increase. So that is inner beauty, and that is part of Devi. So the more and more we give, the more and more we will move closer towards Devi. So there's a beautiful part in Bible which says that the more we give, the more we help others, the more is the chance of us getting or like sitting beside God in heaven. So like ignoring the heaven God concepts and all, it's a beautiful concept that the more and more we help, they'll get a position in heaven. Oh, in that case I should help more and more. And while helping, I should also see whether they are, it's really helpful for them, whether they encourage it, whether they accept my help. So Amma says a beautiful statement here, that if we seek acceptance of others, then we will not be able to get acceptance of God. We should never expect things from others. Others will never be able to accept us because they are not in the state of realization. So if we go behind others' acceptance, we'll miss God's acceptance. So what we need to do from our side is karmanyevadhikaraste. So just give, that is our part, that's it, and leave the rest to Ishvara. So that inner beauty is being spoken about. Kamadaini and Devarshikana Sangata Stuyamanatma Vaibhava, that means everybody praises Devi's Vaibhavam. Devi's Vaibhavam is so great, so powerful, that everybody is a fan of Devi. So current day, like, that's the ideal word to be used here, because we find fans everywhere, this fan club, that fan club and all. So here everybody is Devi's fan, divine. And it's not normal beings, it's not Bill Gates, or it's not Obama or Clinton. But who is fan of Devi? Deva and Rishis, the Devatas themselves as well as Rishis, who are at a very high, very elevated plane, they themselves are fans of Devi. So if we are able to worship that Devi, then these fans will also help us. Devas will help us by natural calamities, avoiding natural calamities or avoiding obstructions in the spiritual path. And Rishis will guide us by showing us the spiritual path. So that is what is meant here. Bandasura vadho udyukta shakti sena samanvita. Shakti or Devi's power. Devi's power destroys asuras. So what is Devi's power? Devi's power or Shakti, the Sena of Shakti, means all spiritual sadhana. All sadhana associated with the thought of Devi. All sadhana commanded by Devi, ruled by Devi. Ruling here means the thought of Devi is always there. The thought of Devi as Nirguna Brahman is always there. Along with that, any spiritual sadhana will banda asura. All asuras, all negative qualities of the mind, they will be destroyed by these shaktis. We'll continue in the next day. Namaste.